Do you want to set your child up for success? Is tutoring out of your budget, or perhaps you're someone like me who just wants to save money on private tutoring? Is this a big school year for your child? You know, maybe they're starting kindergarten or middle school. Maybe there's another milestone coming up. Or maybe your family moved. Oh my gosh, I moved so much when I was growing up. And the kids are starting a new school. Or maybe your child is ahead and just not getting challenged enough in class. Well, IXL Learning is here to help. IXL Learning is a fun online learning program for kids covering math, language, arts, science, and social studies. It's powered by advanced algorithms. IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or the personality. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's right, it is school approved. So make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And How to Be Fine listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/fine. Visit IXL.com/fine to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. Again, that's IXL.com/fine.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
The following podcast contains explicit language.
Hey, Kristen.
Jolenta, hi.
Do you like cards?
Yeah, you know, poker, Uno, a little bit of asshole, shithead, you know, all the games.
I'm not talking about playing cards, Kristen. I'm talking about cards that can reveal the secrets of the universe.
Like recipe cards. What goes in that meatloaf?
No, not what goes
in
meatloaf.
What goes in that hot dish?
No,
What am I going to make for dessert?
I'm talking about more mystical cards, you know, those secrets of the universe, the more ethereal secrets.
Oh, God, you're talking about tarot cards.
Yes, I am.
There is not a self-help book about tarot cards.
Of course there is a self-help book about tarot cards, Kristen.
And we're going to live by it, aren't we?
Why, yes, because I am Jolenta Greenberg.
And I'm the long-suffering Kristen Meinzer.
And this is By the Book.
Your life is going down the drain. You're in so much pain, so you need some help. Ooh, yes, some self-help. By the book, by the book, by the book, by the book, yeah.
In each episode of By the Book, we choose a different self-help book to live by, follow it to the letter, and weigh in on whether or not it actually changed our lives.
Today, our book is The Wild Unknown Tarot Deck and Guidebook by Kim Kranz.
Kim Kranz is an artist, yogi, and author. Along with her husband, Arjun Miranda, Kim curates The Wild Unknown, an arts collective in Portland, Oregon that offers publications, artwork, music, and events to the public. Her work has been featured in New York Magazine, Nylon, Marie Claire, Teen Vogue, and loads of other places. Kranz says she first came to tarot during her own journey to alleviate anxiety. Since then, reading cards has become part of her mindfulness practice of meditation, visualization, and self-healing. In recent years, Kranz designed her own deck and guidebook featuring images inspired by nature that she could more easily relate to. This deck and book became the New York Times bestseller, The Wild Unknown Tarot Deck and Guidebook.
In the book, Kranz explains that tarot cards are a tool for helping us to know ourselves better. By reading our cards, we can explore feelings around different issues. Kranz insists that even doubters can benefit from sitting down with a friend and using the cards as a springboard for talking about what's going on in their lives. As she sees it, you don't need to think that tarot cards can predict the future in order to learn from them. And while the tarot can be conflicting and confusing, Kranz assures her readers that anyone can start reading tarot cards. Our experiences of being alive are all we need.
Here's how you do it. Step 1, build a relationship with the deck. Handle your cards kindly, and when you're not using them, store them in a special place. Practice shuffling them from one hand into the other and cutting your deck as Kranz shows us to do in the book. Spend time looking at the imagery on each card. Be aware of how each card makes you feel and try to remain open to positive energy, exploration, and fun.
Step 2, learn the meanings of the cards. Kranz warns that this is the most overwhelming part of learning tarot. There are 78 cards in a deck. 56 of the cards have suits and make up what's called the minor arcana. The suits are wands, cups, swords, and pentacles. Wands represent creative and intellectual pursuits. Cups are all about relationships. Swords speak of change and conflict, and pentacles represent worldly possessions. Additionally, there are 22 cards that make up what's called the major arcana. The major arcana are the heavy hitters of the tarot deck, depicting characteristics and themes in life that propel us forward and hold us back. A good way to think about the major versus minor arcana is this. When a major arcana card comes up in your readings, it symbolizes huge life moments, and the minor arcana are there to provide more depth and context in the reading.
Step 3, do the card a day reading. This is the simplest kind of reading and the easiest way to start. You simply start your day by asking a question like, "What do I need to know today?" as you shuffle the deck. Then cut the cards, pick a card, and look up the meaning of that card and hold that meaning as your lesson for the day.
Step 4, do more sophisticated readings. Start by asking yourself a question that begins with who, what, when, why, or how. Spend a moment or two formulating your query and make sure it's not a yes or no question. Once you've got it in your mind, repeat it out loud or internally as you shuffle the cards. Then lay out your cards in one of the spreads from the book. You can do a year ahead spread to see what the year has in store for you by drawing a card for each month of the year. You can do a common 3-card spread to look at the past, present, and future aspects of your question. The list of spreads goes on and on.
Step 5. Do readings with others. Kranz highly recommends getting readings done by professionals when you can. She says it's a great opportunity to ask lots of questions and learn from the way they handle and interpret their cards. The book also recommends getting readings done by your friends and doing readings for your friends to help all of you get clarity in your lives.
That's what the book says, and so that's what we did for 2 weeks straight.
All right, Jolenta, let's hear about your first week of living by the Wild Unknown Tarot Deck and Guidebook.
Oh, let's, Kristen. I'm so excited.
I know you are excited.
I don't think it comes as any surprise to people that, like, I'm mildly experienced with tarot cards. I like them. I'm, you know, a bit of a witch in my free time. You know, tarot cards go well with, like, my sage and my candles and my crystals.
Yes. So this wasn't a new experience for you.
I was new to having my own deck, but not new to the idea of tarot altogether.
Got it.
Yes.
So how did you start things off then?
Well, I started off getting to know my deck, Kristen. I shuffled it. I cut it. I looked at every single card and read every description. I thought about how the pictures made me feel. And I started doing my card-a-day readings every morning.
And how did that go?
I liked it. Every morning, I'd shuffle my deck. I'd close my eyes. I'd think, what do I need to keep in mind today? And I would pull a card. And I'd let that card sort of like be my mantra for the day. But not everyone was on board with the advice I was getting, I noticed.
Like whom?
Like this guy I live with, who is my partner.
I knew it was going to be Brad.
Named Brad.
Yes, yes.
One morning in week one, he and I got into a fight first thing in the morning. Like, we weren't even out of bed. I didn't even pull my card a day yet. I cannot even tell you what the fight was about. But I do know it ended with me yelling about how Brad needs to be more patient with me. Then I went and pulled my morning card, and weirdly, I interpreted that card to mean everyone should be patient with me today. So I told Brad about this discovery later in the day when we were getting on the subway together, and here are his thoughts on my interpretation.
My tarot card today said that you should be patient with me.
After we got in a fight about my patience?
Yeah, right afterwards.
You stacked the deck.
Oh, you did stack the deck. Literally. No. I like that punning, too. Ugh. More punning all the time.
Maybe he did it just for you.
Oh, I love it. But cut it out. Keep going. cut it. See, the
no.
card's cutting.
Oh, my God. I didn't even notice. That was a good / bad one.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, let's shuffle along here. Keep going.
So he clearly thought I was maybe forcing meanings into the cards I was pulling every morning. And I can't fault him. He's probably right. It is
really, really a big coincidence that I got in a fight about patience and while I was still mad, pulled a card that was like, Brad needs to be patient with me. Like, I'm not in that much denial. Like, I forced some meaning, but it was still fun and it lightened the mood and got us talking in a more constructive way about our fight.
So, oh, that's good.
Who knows?
Good.
So moving on, I finished up week one by giving myself readings with tarot spreads in the book. And this was really fun to do. Turns out I love doing readings on myself.
No surprise.
Yeah,
nobody's
weird.
Surprised by
weird.
That who's listening to Jill
and Tanya. And the book doesn't say this, but I would like sage the room. I would light all my candles. I would hold a crystal. Like it was
of
really a wonderful, wonderful
did.
Part of my day. But I was struggling to take the advice that I was getting even in my own readings. Listen, I'm outside my building right now. And this is what's happening. That was me lighting a cigarette. But my card today was all about emotional awareness and not going back to emotional crutches. And I'm realizing now this seems applicable considering I have gone back to a shitty emotional crutch, which is poisonous cigarettes.
Very interesting. So you were taking what the cards said to you seriously enough to think they were giving you advice.
Yes.
And then you were completely not doing what the advice was.
Also, yes.
Does that mean that the cards are working for you or they're not working for you?
Well, I think that almost is more of a week two question, Kristen. So I'm going to hold off on answering that for now. I would really, really like to know how your first week went living by the Wild Unknown Tarot Deck and Guidebook, though.
Okay. Well, Jolenta, I'm sure you will not be the least bit surprised to know that I went into this book with a fair amount of skepticism.
What? You're skeptical of tarot cards, Kristen?
Oh, gosh. I mean, my throat chakras should tell me otherwise, but yes, I was very reluctant about these cards. I've only had my cards read twice in my whole life. In both cases, it was just funny thing to do. I was drinking. It was on a whim. It was with girlfriends. Once in London when I was a student. Once in New York just a couple years after I got here. And for me, that's all tarot was. It was just kind of a silly thing, like a party trick, not a way to improve your life. But of course, since we're living by this book, mm-hmm. I gave it my best.
Good.
I started off by reading the book very closely. And fortunately, it's actually a super short book. But unfortunately, I felt from the get-go that it wasn't speaking to me. Take a listen to this audio diary.
All right, I'm only on page 19 of the book, and already something is really throwing me off. This reference to the different types of families, the Wands family, the Cups family, the Swords family, or the Pentacles family, and they're describing what each of these kinds of families are, and it's saying that anybody who is in the Wands family has usually lighter skin and hair, and people in the Cups family usually have lighter skin and hair also. And already I'm feeling like, does that mean anybody like me who's not white is automatically going to be in a different family just because of my skin color and because of my hair color? And did the maker of these cards or the inventor of tarot not consider that people come in different colors just because they're ethnically different? And it's all feeling a little bit weirdly like eugenics somehow reading this. I don't know. I'm going to keep soldiering through, but yeah, that really, really, really rubs me the wrong way.
Oh, shit, Kristen.
Did you not notice that?
You just hardcore checked my privilege. I did not notice that reading it. I was like, yeah, like, if your reading is about a person and, like, all the wands come up, like, it's probably about, like, this blonde person or whatever. Like, oh, my God. So, that is truly just for, like, white people where it's like, hair color is the luck of the draw. Eye color is the luck of the draw. It's not for, like, what about races
what about
of people that all have black
of the
hair?
Humans who
all- Oh, my God. I feel so dumb. I mean,
you're not dumb.
I am also just another white girl who loves crystals from Portland, Oregon. So
this wasn't supposed to be a check your privilege moment. It really
no,
wasn't.
No, but I didn't even think that I was reading it. I'm so shocked and like disappointed in myself that I didn't even think that.
Well, you know what? Despite all of that, I did keep soldiering on, though. I do want you to know that didn't stop me there. I did not throw the book out the window.
Good, good. Thank you.
I kept going. And, of course, I had to then do step one, building a relationship with my cards. You know, holding them, shuffling them, and so on. But I have to say,
did you hold him like a baby?
I screwed that up.
What?
My little hands could not. I could not quite get them around the cards, and I couldn't shuffle them the way.
They're
that
bigger
she,
than normal playing cards.
They're like twice the size of.
I had trouble,
cards.
And I have big, like long witch fingers, and I had trouble.
And I kept dropping them on the floor, and then I'm like, I think that's disrespectful. I don't think they're supposed to touch the ground.
I did.
And
whenever I would drop one, I'd be like, is that a sign? Is that my card?
I know.
Like, is it jumping out of the deck at me, or like, am I just dropping these cards all the time?
Oh God, it was so bad. It was so bad. And you know what? Eventually I'm like, my little hands can't do this, whatever. I'm just going to move on to step two.
Just you and our president having trouble holding those tarot cards.
We got little hands. We can't help it.
I'm so sorry.
Right. So step two, learning the meanings of the cards. And oh my God, there are a lot of cards. And
so many.
Suits and arcanas. And even though the book says the cards are all numbered, they are not. Dean walked in on me trying to figure them all out. Here we are.
Is this a ritual, or is this just you've unpacked a bunch and you're looking for the cutest pictures?
I've unpacked them. I'm trying to find the numbered cards, and I can't find numbers on a bunch of the cards. That's what I'm trying to do.
Oh.
I'm sure I'll figure it out. I just wish...
You need to borrow my Dungeons & Dragons dice. Roll D20. What did you get? I got the chick. What does that mean? Everybody pick.
Oh, Dean. Bless Dean. Also did not know Dean was into D&D. Love that about, like,
how did you not know that about him?
I didn't know, but now that I think about it, like, he was made for role-playing games.
Oh, yeah.
Like, does he play?
Oh, yeah. We should totally get together some night.
I've never played. I just admire people who do.
Yeah. Well, I won't play either. I'll just drink margaritas while you guys play.
It's on, okay. Dean. Anyway, Kristen, I'm worried about you in week one. You can't hold the cards. You cannot find the numbers on the cards. Some of them aren't technically numbered.
Why did the book say they were numbered?
I mean, they were. I think you're supposed to know when you get to the face cards? Like, you're supposed to know that, like, the mother is really the queen, but she doesn't explain that very well because it's supposed to be more like a normal deck of cards where everything
is
numbered.
Like a poker deck.
Yeah.
So it's a jack, queen.
There's a page, knight, king, and queen are the actual major arcana, beings.
Oh, gosh.
So because of her interpretation of the deck, it made it more confusing for you, it sounds like.
I was super confused.
Yeah,
because really
if it were normal face cards, I think it would have been a little more intuitive.
Okay.
Did you ever get to actually doing a reading in week one?
I did, actually.
Good.
I did. By the end of week one, I made it to step three. That's the card a day reading. And, of course, I started by asking what's going to help me make the most of this day while I sloppily tried to shuffle the cards. And here I am doing that while Dean looked on.
Now I'm going to cut the cards once and turn over the top card. What do I need to focus on today? Look, I got the Fool, your favorite card, honey. Oh, that bird is so cute. You know what I need to focus on today is a little bird.
Apparently a little bird.
Well, it's the first card in the Major Arcana.
What does
that mean? So let's see. The Fool says, this is about spontaneity and innocence, and I'm going to throw myself into this process, right?
So it sounds like you were kind of having fun.
Well, get this.
Uh-huh.
Before I could even put the cards away, I got a call from my friend Matthew out of the blue asking if I wanted to be spontaneous.
What?
And just meet him for lunch in 5 minutes with his innocent little kids. Spontaneity and innocence happened less than a minute after I did that reading.
It's almost like your tarot card predicted the future.
Okay, so yes, that's exactly what I thought.
Yes.
And that's why week two ended up being such a doozy for me.
No, you're going to stop right now. You're going to make me wait until my week two before you tell me this?
Yes.
Oh, you're driving me nuts.
Because it's time to take a break now, Jolenta. We'll
Fine.
Get to week two after the break. You'll find
I'm so
out.
Impatient. I
You'll
need to know.
Out. Maybe you should just summon those cards and find out what's going to happen in week two.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it during the break.
Do you ever find yourself wading through your newsfeed on Facebook or Twitter, wishing you could just call someone up and ask, what do I really need to pay attention to here? Well, what if you could? I'm Mary Harris, the host of What Next, Slate's new daily news podcast. And every weekday morning, I'm going to be on call for you taking you inside one story, going deep behind the headlines. What Next is news you're not going to get just scrolling through your phone. To listen, subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.
Okay, Jolenta, let's get to your second week of living by the Wild Unknown Tarot Deck and Guidebook. How'd it go?
So my week two started really weird, Kristen. Right at the beginning of week two, I was diagnosed with ADHD.
Really?
Yes.
I mean, not to sound ageist here, but at this age?
Yeah. Took us 31 years to figure that out.
Oh.
Yeah. So I've been feeling extra overwhelmed lately, and sort of like my anxiety medicine just isn't cutting it. So my doctor thought maybe there's a different underlying issue we never noticed, so she just sent me to a psychiatrist to get some tests done. And after, like, not too long a conversation, the psychiatrist was like, oh, my gosh, you have ADHD. Like, you are testing off the charts.
Whoa. So, yeah. I mean, even though I can't speak for you, I'm just guessing, like, for myself, if I had some challenge, that it would be really good to at least know what the cause of that challenge was.
Right,
so,
right, yeah.
I mean, did you feel that way?
I think so. I didn't really know what to think at first. It took me a while to sort of process the information. So while I was processing, Kristen, I decided to get a professional reading over at my neighborhood tarot reader.
I know you did. Of course you did, Jolenta.
Of course. I was just living by the book, Kristen.
Yes, yes.
Oh, my gosh. So I went to see her, and almost immediately she started telling me about how a new discovery was going to change how I see and treat myself.
Oh, my God. Was that like
yeah.
in the major
I
arcana
was like,
and the minor arcana?
Shit. I got so many major arcana cards, it would blow your mind. But seriously, she took this doctor's diagnosis and really contextualized it for me in a way that made things less sort of clinical and scary and just a lot more validating. You know, we talked about my childhood and how everything was going to shift and I would see myself in a new light. And it was like very freeing.
Mm, so it helped.
Yeah.
And how did you end week two?
Well, since I was loving my own readings so much, Kristen, I decided I'd pay it forward and give my friend a reading.
Nice.
Yeah. So my friend Michelle got out of a very serious long-term relationship not too long ago. And I'm just going to put it mildly, the relationship had a very, very strange, shocking, and abrupt end.
Mm, I think I know about this one.
Yes.
There was deception involved.
It
sounds like
it was
really
it was
bad.
Once we learned what was going on, it was a dark situation.
Mm.
So I decided to shed some light on that dark situation,
Ooh.
Kristen, and I gave her a clarity reading to look at what's going on in her love life. And she loved it. She laughed. She cried. It was a journey. And here's what she had to say after I read her cards.
I think that when you have been through some really hard shit that mm-hmm. you don't fully understand
yeah.
and that you can't understand, you seek out any other ways to get some form of comfort.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely do believe in some, like, you know, spiritual, energetic...
Mm-hmm.
extra
right,
parts
right.
of this life that we cannot quite articulate and pin down. So I like the sort of magical
I do too.
Of
no,
doing.
I know. It's fun. It's like if I'm gonna like find a mantra for today or whatever, it might as well like
yeah.
be extra fun. Right.
Yeah, I feel it feels particularly exciting when it's like, yeah, this is really like hitting the nail on the head of what's
yeah.
happening in my life right now. Like and then it feels really cool.
Yeah.
Oh, that is
Yay.
So nice. I love what she had to say. And are you sure, though, that it hitting the nail on the head doesn't have partly to do with you just being a good friend and caring
oh,
about
I'm
her?
Oh, I'm sure it has to do with me knowing way too much about her life and being able to, like, read way too much into these cards and just give her sort of my own advice on the situation. But she, similar to me, seems to also just like the ritual, like... We like candles and crystals, both of us. That's why we're friends. So, you know, when she came over to my house and I had just saged and all the candles were going and, like, crystals were out on the table, like, it was just nice to be able to give her that atmosphere and to, like, give her some relief from all of the anguish she's always sort of turning over and over in her head, you know?
Well, you're a good friend.
Thank
it sounds
you.
Like she felt a lot better.
Yeah,
after.
I would say if I gave her joy, whether or not, you know, we were reading our own meaning into it and we got to have a, like, really beautiful discussion about her love life. So... I'd say my week two ended on a very high note.
Nice.
You have to tell me about your week two. What
happened. Do you believe tarots tell the future?
So let's just get back to that.
Mm-hmm.
Having my cards tell me the future, I have to say, in a way that was really fun.
Yeah.
But more than anything, it made me feel super weird. And it kind of freaked me out.
Really?
Because all I could think is, if a good card can be so accurate and come true within a minute, what if I draw a bad card next? I mean, half the deck looks pretty scary, if you ask me. So mm-hmm.
Yeah, it gets dark looking.
Yeah, it does. So I was a little bit freaked out.
Yeah. What did you do?
Well, I didn't quit, if
good,
that's what you're wondering.
That is definitely what I was wondering. You're like, this is too powerful. I'm out. I don't know. I don't know.
No, I kept it going. I decided to keep the card a day ritual happening every morning. But because I was so scared of the cards,
I
came up with this elaborate morning ritual so that I'd be at my highest energy level right before I would draw a card each morning.
What does that mean?
I listened to incredibly loud pop music. I danced. I sang along. I yelled things like
what?
A scared monkey with a gun to my head. I was freaked out. Superstitious, crazy. I was a nutcase.
Oh my gosh. Did the dancing and music help?
No, it pretty much ruined every morning for me. I'd either be incredibly relieved when I got a good card and mm-hmm. then feel stupid for putting so much weight into that card, or I'd get a bad card and then worry all morning about what bad thing was going to happen to me for the rest of the day.
Wow. So this is supposed to be fun and positive. That's what the book says. And you know, you've looked at the meanings, and like, even if a card's scary, it doesn't mean it's going to come true, right? I don't know. I don't know. She says they don't predict the future in the book, but well, they did. I don't know. I guess I'm going down your rabbit hole, aren't I?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And I mean, honestly, I couldn't think of any questions to ask the cards that wouldn't upset me more than the mm-hmm. daily card reading. Like, the daily card reading is just, what do I need to get through this day, or what
yeah.
should I be
yeah,
aware
yeah.
of today? But any complex questions beyond that just freaked
right.
me out, because what if I ask you a very intimate question about my marriage or about my work life or about my family or my friendships, and then I draw a bad card? I don't want to deal with that.
Right. So did you try the other spreads in the book, or did you read someone else? Like, what?
All right. So remember how I asked you to give me the name of your tarot card reader?
Oh, yes. Yes. How was that? Did you go?
So she wrote to me the day before I was supposed to meet with her and told me she had to cancel on me because she was sick. And I was like, well, that's another bad
sign. Oh, my gosh.
Shit's just getting real. Nothing good is happening.
You know, people get sick and it's like cold and flu season and like, I don't think it's a sign.
I know, but that's how I felt.
But
these cards were freaking me out. Then the tarot card reader doesn't even want to meet with me. So, yeah, things were pretty tense. I was very wound up. As
really?
Cameron can attest to. He sits two seats away from me at mm-hmm. work. And he saw me every day walking into work incredibly tense every single day while I was living by these cards and this book. Fortunately, though, my coworker, Bettina,
mm-hmm.
I talked to her about this, and she said she had a good friend who's actually a professional tarot card
yes.
reader.
Yes, Bettina.
Her name is Lauren Cucinata. She has a business called Casual Sorcery. She's a
what?
Totally legit tarot card reader, and she agreed to see me for an emergency reading.
That is amazing. I need to, like, live at Casual Sorcery or whatever. Like, I live in their office now. I don't know. So how did your reading go?
All right, let's hear a little bit of that reading and let the tape speak for itself.
I mean, these cards are all like these really happy emotions. When I look at the deck, it's like, this is nice. There's nothing conflicted here. You have two sixes. It feels like everything's in balance and like this is like a wish come true.
Oh.
So, and then that makes sense because this is this like Ten of Pentacles, that is, this is like about a home and this is about building a very stable life together. It's like reaching monetary and also like physical success. So I think overall, I mean, I feel like it's a very nice spread. You have new opportunities, you're feeling good, you've learned stuff, like things are going to be good for you. I don't feel any conflict at this point.
That sounds like an amazing reading. That's so beautiful. I love her voice. I love her energy. Like, that sounds like a wonderful experience. Was it?
It was. I have to say, it felt so good talking with her. Mm-hmm. She spent more than half an hour with me just easing my anxieties, only seeing good things in the cards, assuring me everything was going to be fine. She also told me it didn't matter how I shuffled my deck of cards. She also told me
My friend told me to just shuffle it like normal card, like normal playing card, like shuffle and bridge.
She said you don't have to cut the cards. She says it doesn't matter if someone buys the cards for you, if you buy them for yourself, which I know there are superstitions around
that.
Yeah,
there's some like made up rules about that.
Yeah, and she was just so relaxed about it. And she said every card is full of opportunity. Nothing should be seen as sad.
Mm-hmm.
And it just eased my anxiety so much
over everything
I was experiencing in the last 2 weeks.
Is that where you ended week two?
I didn't quite end there. I very casually tried to do some of the other formations in the book, but I mean very casually. I mm-hmm. dealt the cards. I took some photos. I said, I'll look at these later. I'm not going to get too wound up about them. But mostly what I took away at the end of week two was I'm really glad that I saw Lauren and she mm-hmm. helped talk me down from the ledge
because nice.
I was getting really scared of those cards. I really was.
I very much want to hear your verdict, but it is not time for that.
No, it's not quite verdict time.
I have so many thoughts. I have so many questions I want to ask you. Like, I need to know.
Yeah,
but first
we need to take a break.
And we need to remind you guys that we want to hear from you.
Have you lived by the wild unknown?
Are you a tarot reader?
Do you believe you can tell the future?
Share your story with us at buythebook@panoply.fm or leave us a voicemail at 505-510-BOOK.
Hey guys, we want to give a special shout out this week to one of our new favorite podcasts, Unladylike. Want to find out what happens when women break society's unwritten and totally BS rules? Subscribe to Unladylike right now in your podcast app and find out.
This is a new podcast from Stitcher. And in Unladylike, the hosts, Kristen and Caroline, are funny, research-obsessed feminists who set out to answer a question in each episode. Everything from how to pay for an abortion to why women get catcalled when riding bikes.
In the most recent episode of Unladylike, Kristen and Carolyn actually explore something that might be of interest to folks who've listened to our most recent episode of By the Book. They look into witchcraft. What is it? Who are all these people who are starting small businesses around witchcraft? Are these witchcraft professionals actually the real deal, or are they something more sinister?
Subscribe to Unladylike in Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
All right, Jolenta, it is that time, the time we get down to business, our verdict time.
Yay.
Did the Wild Unknown Tarot Deck and Guidebook actually work? Would we recommend it?
Okay. You're going to make me go first, aren't you?
Of course I am. Yes, I want to hear
all
your
right.
verdict.
So here is my verdict.
I'm going to guess it.
Mm.
You love this.
I loved the book. It was a fun read. The illustrations are beautiful. But.
There's a but.
It's kind of just a fun party trick. That's how I felt. Yeah.
That goes back to how I was feeling
at the very beginning
of this whole process.
I wanted to say something then, but I can't give away my verdict.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, I like the picture. Like, I enjoy it. It was fun. And I'm definitely going to use those cards again. But it did not change my life. It didn't get me to stop smoking. It helped me rationalize being sort of a shit to Brad, you know? It helped me contextualize my diagnosis, but I think I could have come to that on my own.
I bet if you would have just talked to Brad,
right?
You would have felt the same way.
I think if I would have just gone to Brad and not the tarot reader right away, I would have had the same discovery.
Mm-hmm.
Probably. But she's the one I saw first that day. So it felt magical, and it was nice. And I like that the cards sort of tell you what you want to hear because you're the one doing
the
interpretation.
They tell you what you want to hear.
You know, but it's like the thing I loved the most was the rituals of all the setting up, which is just how I like to have my house, I realized.
We can just play Settlers of Catan if we
want
to
set up a
bunch of
stuff. Yeah, I was like, I have Catan. I can put crystals out for that. Like,
yeah.
Wouldn't surprise anyone. But I really loved the joy it gave my friend, too, which I feel like makes it like the nicest party trick ever. Like, I definitely want to get better at understanding the deck without having to refer to the book just so I can read my friends. And like, they really like it. A lot of my friends are like me. We all want to light candles and like have a mystical night over wine. But again, it's a mystical night over wine while we're also like bitching about our jobs and like just being friends.
So I don't think it was life-changing for me at all. So I'm going to say, like, I don't recommend it as a self-help book, but I recommend the shit out of it for fun.
Wow.
Yeah, but as far as self-help goes, like, it did not change my life at all.
That was not what I expected to hear, Jolenta.
I know. It's not what I expected to say either. I expected I was going to be like, I am a priestess now.
I know, and you were pushing so hard for this book.
I was, you were like, we'll shift all the books around. I was like, but regardless, tarot stays. Like, yeah, I know. I was like, this book will change my life, and I'm going to be like a high priestess who understands the universe. But instead, I'm like, no, I'm me, and I have like a fun party trick that makes my friends really, really happy.
Well, I like that. I like that
good,
that's your verdict.
Good.
Even
yeah.
though it's very surprising, it seems very balanced
Thank
to me.
You. Thank you. I'm surprised by it, too. Believe me. I have to hear your verdict. What do you think?
All right. So this book was not good. Or I should say it was not good for me.
There
it gave
we go.
Newbies like me no history or context
yeah.
for the cards. It said things that seemed kind of mildly racist. The cards weren't numbered in a way where I could follow them, even though the book said that they were numbered in a way I would understand them. I wondered more than once also, am I co-opting someone else's religion? Because they had no context for that
about
in the book.
About the history of tarot.
Yeah, so I had
from.
No
yeah.
idea. I'm like, oh, it's mentioning a Celtic cross here. What does a Celtic cross have to do with this? Is this someone's religion? I had no idea.
Yeah, yeah.
And I didn't quite understand what I was supposed to be getting out of them, and so I projected the worst.
Yeah.
And that was pretty easy to do, since a lot of the pictures and interpretations actually seem pretty scary.
Yeah.
And I really felt on edge the whole time I was living by this book. It brought out the absolute worst in me. It turned me into a superstitious monster.
I had no idea that was in you. Are you superstitious?
I'm not normally superstitious, but when my mind doesn't understand something, it just sometimes goes to kind of weird places.
Very dark places.
Yeah, this particular, I mean, maybe if it was a different book and a different deck.
Yeah,
if
now
it was
I'm
more
wondering.
Thorough,
I wish there was more of a traditional deck.
But this is the number one bestseller.
No, it is
all...
a New York Times
yes,
bestseller. It is the
huge.
Most popular tarot deck and guidebook.
Yes.
And the guidebook is, I am now realizing, if you have no background in tarot, very vague.
It was just too confusing. And,
yeah.
And I think I needed a longer, more thorough book. I will say, though, I loved that reading from Lauren.
She sounds incredible. Like, I need her info. Like,
I'm
going to
totally
yeah.
put her contact information
yes.
in the show notes
yes.
because the way Lauren read my cards, it almost felt like she was giving me a Rorschach test. Like,
mm-hmm.
here are some things. These are the things I think about when I look at these cards. And because she talked with me about 15 minutes before we even started reading the cards, she had a sense of either what I wanted to hear or she knew a little bit about me and my life.
Yeah.
So that she could look at the cards and say, look, this happy couple is you. Look, all of these pentacles are because you got promoted in the last couple months. And this is a good thing. And this home is because I know you just moved a month ago. I mean, it could mm-hmm. be for a number of different reasons that she read the cards as she did. Mm-hmm. And if I hadn't told her those things before we sat down,
yeah.
would she have
would
read
that reading
else
have gone
completely?
That way?
I'm not
Who
sure
knows?
If it would have. But because she was so kind and so good about it, and she was very compassionate and wanted to make sure I wasn't worried about them,
yeah.
she could tell
did
I
you
was
tell her
about.
you were
yeah.
scared of the cards?
Yeah,
yeah
I
that's
told her.
Good.
But she was a very nurturing professional.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just think if I'm going to do tarot cards again, I'm going to either have to either A, go back to that old mindset I used to have, like, this is just a fun thing to do. I'm drunk and it's Piccadilly
yes.
Circus and I'm living in London and I'm 20 and I'm just going to do this because it's fun. Or I have to go to a professional like
right.
her in the same way that I would talk to any friend when I'm having a problem and
right.
just say,
interesting.
I need to kind of just talk about a problem that I already know I have, bounce
mm-hmm.
those
yeah.
issues off
Can we
of
bounce
you.
Some stuff off each other? You might
yeah.
help me see a different perspective.
Yeah, but I don't think I'll be reading my own cards again.
They're just too powerful
They're
for
too
you.
Powerful, and I don't know what to do with the cards now because I don't think I'm allowed to throw them out either.
No. We should give them to Cameron.
Cam, you want my cards?
Sure.
Yes! Yay!
Yay! They have a good home.
And the verdict is Cameron gets my tarot cards.
Yay! And that's it for this episode of By the Book. Our producer and new owner of a deck of lightly used tarot cards is Cameron Drews.
Our managing producer is Mia Lobel, who will never need tarot cards because she's sensible and knows better.
It's true. Thanks also to our composer, Nate Wyda, and to Andy Bowers at Panoply,
who love to party with some tarot cards.
Mm-hmm. It's a fun party game for them.
Please stay in touch. Let us know if you've read The Wild Unknown and how it worked or did not work for you. and send us any questions or suggestions for future books for us to live by.
Our email address is buythebook@panoply.fm, and you can tweet at us at Jalenta G, at Kristen Meinzer, or at buythebookpod. Don't forget to leave us a voicemail if you'd like at 505-510-BOOK.
And as always, we love it when you rate and review us in Apple Podcasts. It helps other people to find the show. And if you haven't already, tell a friend about the show.
Until next time, I'm Jalenta Greenberg.
And I'm Kristen Meinzer. Thank you so much for listening.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye. Stop.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much. Well, let's shuffle along here. Keep going.
Shuffle along.
So good. It's so
Do
good.
Not encourage that, Cameron. I'm putting you in the discard pile.
Oh, cut it out.
Shh, stop it. You already used that pun.
That's true.
Cameron, make her stop.
There's nothing I can do.
I know.
I'm just trying to spread the love.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.